the great state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here in Fort Worth, Texas at the Texas Homeschool Convention. If you've been following along with our interviews, you've heard from some great, great resources, people that we love, we appreciate, we support. And today it's storming here, but it is not storming inside this exhibit hall. It's really dry and I can't. Okay, close your ears. I'm here with Christina Ellis. Right here. Christina is the college ninja, and maybe you've heard about Christina and the work that she's done, but if not, you know her now, and once she speaks, you will know that you want to follow her from now on. Christina, you are so welcome here.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's, before we jump into college, would you give us a little bit of like the scoop of what happens in your personal life? I mean, not weird, but like, who are you and who's in your life?
I love it. Let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm a mom of two, and one of the amazing things about being here this year is I'm talking to people about going to college debt-free. So it's like I can give you tons of strategies for that, but I'm learning a lot because I have two little babies, a three-year-old and a five-year-old. Our five-year-old Jackson is starting the homeschooling journey this fall. So I am personally going around this exhibit hall and getting all the information because I'm like, I need y'all to teach me how to homeschool our kids.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, I could stand here and confess a lack of confidence because this girl, she's been around in such a good way. I mean, she's a podcast co-host. She's been with Dave Ramsey. She's been with Katie Couric. She's been Fox Friends and all of those big guys. And here she is at the Texas Homeschool Convention. Can you believe it? But here's the deal. Though I may feel a little lacking confidence, maybe you're sitting at home looking at the college perspective schedule that's coming up and you're saying, I am clueless, I am ill-equipped. Here she goes. Just give us whatever you want to give us.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am just on fire to help people go to college debt-free. Like, there are so many strategies. That was what my keynote was on this morning. I introduced a new framework that we've created at College Ninja called Stacking College Dollars, and it walks people through seven layers of going to college debt-free. So we talk about things like college choice, scholarships, early actions, financial aid, saving for college, all sorts of different things. And the basic premise around it is that we don't want to just look at one opportunity for paying for college. We don't want to just be like, well, first of all, we don't want student loans. That's the whole idea. We're avoiding it. But we don't want to just think, you know, maybe I'll get scholarships or maybe, you know, financial aid. We want to stack opportunities on top of each other. So we're going to look at all the opportunities for going to college debt-free. We want to get you scholarships. We want to help you pick a really strategic college. So there's a ton of colleges out there that have incredible benefits for going to school without debt. There's tuition-free schools. There are incredible trade programs. There's just a ton of strategies. So we walked through a bunch of those this morning. And basically, we want to take all these opportunities that are out there and create an opportunity stack that is ideal for your family.
Wow. So we're standing in an exhibit hall, and all around me, there are some balloons over there. I smell popcorn, and there's people talking around us all over the place. There are several colleges represented here in this place, and the exhibitors are excited to be here. Can you tell me why it would be important for the guests that are coming here to talk directly to people? Or maybe if they're not here, What is their step to start this investigation with different colleges?
Man, I could go on for so long, but something that is so important that people don't realize a lot of times with college fairs or seeing colleges at conventions like this, a lot of colleges track expressed interest. So if you want to get into a school, a lot of times they keep record of if you have had any contact with them, if you've been on a tour, if you've talked to them at a convention, things like that. Because when they admit you, if you have already expressed concrete interest, then the likelihood of you actually saying yes is higher. Therefore, they have a better yield. So these are real people, and some colleges actually really pay attention to that. So come and meet the people. And even think some scholarships, if you're applying for a college's scholarship, having that relationship with somebody that you met at a convention could potentially help you stand out even more for the scholarship. So I think a lot of people think like, oh, the overlords at colleges, but a lot of them are real humans. Yeah. They're paying real attention to people that they meet. They can have real connections with somebody at a convention like this, and that can matter.
Yeah. So for our students, and I'm going to ask this question, and then I'm just going to give you the microphone to say whatever you want to say. But for our high school students that are saying, I don't know whether I should go to college. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't even know what I want to do, but I know that there's more for me. What advice, if you were just sitting in a coffee shop with them, what advice would you give to them to just don't back up, just whatever?
Yeah, I would say don't be afraid of the process. I think a lot of people feel a lot of fear and discouragement around a lot of these things. And so they kind of just want to avoid it. They want to procrastinate, or they just want to, you know, not think about paying for college. So they sign on the loan, the dotted line for student loans, and that feels easier in the moment. But it's way more costly in the long run. So be willing to do hard things. My story, part of it is I won over $500,000 in scholarships going into college. And it came from a conversation I had with my mom. She basically sat me down and was like, Christina, I love you and I believe in you, but there's just no way that I can support you financially. Once you graduate from high school, you got to figure out your own way to pay for college. And I didn't love that at first. At first, I was like, why are you telling me this? What can I do about it? Like, I'm 14. Come on, mom. But I knew she was just trying to be real with me. She's an immigrant from Venezuela, and that woman can stretch a dollar further than anyone I know. She's like the OG budgeter. But the idea of spending tens of thousands of dollars for my brother and I to go to college, it just wasn't realistic. So she wanted to empower me to take charge myself, to go out and fight for my future. So we read so many resources. We got books, articles, magazines. I interviewed alumni, like anybody I could talk to about scholarships, I was all about. And I was just so hungry to figure out how can I go to school debt-free. So we put together a strategy and we went for it. All throughout high school, I took on different leadership roles. I created opportunities. I was telling them this morning in the keynote that one of the things that I did was I started a gymnastics team. And it was kind of wild because, you know, I'm 16 years old. I'd coached at a gym in town. And my mom was like, what if we go back to that gym that you used to be at? And they used to have a gymnastics team and it died down. What if you restarted it? I was like, oh, I'm 16 years old. And she's like, who cares? Like, you can do leadership. You can do hard things. And so we went, and surprisingly, they said yes. So we started with three girls on this little gymnastics team. And by the time I graduated from high school, we had 40 girls and a regional championship title under our belt. And I think that's so important to highlight because, you know, my mom sat down and strategized with me. She took my strengths. You know, it wasn't like I had to be the star athlete. I wasn't an elite gymnast, but I could coach people and I had shown signs of coaching. So she was like, this is a strength that you have. How can we maximize that? And I think it's beautiful with the homeschool audience because it's like, y'all are doing that. You are catering education to your kids and you are being creative. You can do that too with their extracurriculars. You can help them think strategically, like, what are your gifts and talents? What can we do to help maximize them? And so, yeah, I tell that story not to like toot my own horn, but to be like, look at what my mom did with helping me brainstorm and pushing me out of my comfort zone and letting me know that just because I was young, like, it didn't mean that I was disqualified. I could do hard things.
Oh, yeah. See, you don't have to be afraid. Just go for it. I know that some of you that are watching are in different countries, and maybe the opportunities might be a little bit different than in America, but there are opportunities. Mm-hmm. You just have to investigate them. And go to the THSC, Texas Homeschool Coalition site, and they are the sponsors of this convention. And they will be able to direct you to a lot of great colleges and give you the connecting information that you need. As far as those of you that want to come and study abroad, I don't know all of that. Do you know anything about abroad stuff? You know it all. Look at her.
We talk about it in our program. So our program is Stacking College Dollars, and we're just launching it this spring. So I was so excited to tell people about it this morning. We are doing a special offer just for people at the convention this weekend or people in your community. If you go to collegeninja.com/debtfree, we're giving away a few bonuses. If you sign up this weekend, you can be entered to win a coaching session with me, 4 one-on-one sessions, and then included access into our summer program. But this program is amazing. We're so excited about it because it is so comprehensive. So in Stacking College Dollars, I actually talk about international schools as a potential strategy for going to college debt-free. There are so many amazing schools abroad that are globally ranked that are a fraction of the cost of a lot of schools in the United States. So, you know, that could be one strategy out of, you know, 50 plus strategies we've talked about. But the idea is, be strategic, have an open mind going into this process, and let's explore every potential financially beneficial option. And then again, create a custom opportunity stack for your family.
Brilliant. Did you hear that? Maybe you're sitting there on your couch and she said, what? What did she just say? She's got resources. So tell us one more time where they can find those resources.
collegeninja.com/debt-free.
Oh, that's so cool. So now if any of our viewers or our friends there are looking for answers and they just haven't been able to find the answers and they think that you might have a resource, how could someone get in touch with you to investigate the information that you share?
Yeah, you can just go to collegeninja.com. I have a weekly newsletter that goes out every week. So I'll talk about different tips and strategies, and you can just join the community and be part of that. And then if you have any questions, you can send me an email at info@christinaellis.com.
Wow. There you go. You can talk right to her. Her team will be glad to just shuffle your email to wherever it needs to go so that you get the answer you're looking for. Wow, Christina, it has been such an honor to stand on this red carpet. You can't see the red carpet, but man, I feel like a star standing by a star.
Oh, right back at you. You're amazing.
And mom and dad there at home, you are stars. Yes. Though you're not here on this carpet, where you are, you're playing a significant role, and we want to support you however we can. And so please reach out to us. Now, if you heard anything here that you say, oh, I wish that my friend so-and-so had been a part of this audience, it's not too late. This video is not going away. And so you can tag them or you can send them the link. We're on all of the social media platforms, and we would love, if you have a question, you go ahead and drop it in the chat and we will get it to Christina and her team and we'll just make that connection for you. Do you have any last words that you want to share of encouragement or anything? Because I know that you've got way too much in your brain. And I would love to just stand here like a airdrop.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'm like, how long do we have? I could go on about this for hours. But I think the biggest thing is just to encourage you to get started. In Stacking College Dollars, we even talk about savings. So if you have young students, don't think, you know, oh, we'll just wait till junior or senior year of high school. The sooner you can start on this process and really thinking strategically, the less pressure you're going to have in the long run. Like, it's a great time to start investing for the future and to be really strategic. So just get started. That's the thing I said today. We can often fall into the someday mindset. So it's like someday when we have an extra $500 lying around each month, we'll start saving for college. But it's like, start today with $10, yeah, with $20. That is better than nothing. So just get started.
There you go. Now you've got some homework to do. And so we're going to take a break for just a few minutes. And in a little while, we're going to have some more interviews coming your way. A plethora of speakers of all sorts with different topics. You won't want to miss any of them. But thank you, Christina. A bazillion thank yous for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is such a beautiful convention. It's an honor.
It is. And here, if you're at the convention or if you're in Fort Worth and you have college questions, hey, we've got some colleges represented here in the exhibit booth. You will not want to miss out on what they can help you in your journey with your kids. We're cheering you on. See you in a little bit.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.